Welcome to Voice Power, the podcast all about bringing the power of voice for your business or personal needs. With 94 projects under his belt, your expert on voiceovers, Earl Thomas, the voice.
Welcome to Voice Power, episode 21, Voiceover Reality. Glad you are joining the podcast, whether you are a longtime listener since the end of May or you're listening for the first time. Today's episode is all about the reality of being a voiceover artist. My first paid experience in the world of voicing occurred in Penticton, BC at 100.7 Giant FM back in August of 2000. It was a dream come true to be live on the radio, on the overnight playing country music, doing small news and sportscasts, operating for a syndicated talk show, Dr. Laura, before I started my show. There is a lot more to radio than you would think. You don't come in and all of a sudden sound like this dazzling personality. Show prep is constant. And like podcasting, it's often on my mind. When I open the mic, I put into practice what I learned at BCIT, the parasocial relationship. That is, I'm talking to one person when I open the mic. Right now, I'm talking to you, and I'm glad you are here. When I experienced a day course on voiceover and animation, I had the option to experience one-on-one voice consultations with the instructor, Kathy Wesseluk. Right away, the focus was to create diversity in my voice so that I would not be stuck in only one type of voiceover style. When you go and look at my LinkedIn profile and play the various voice projects, I am certain you will hear various styles. It is loads of fun creating voice diversity. During voice consultations, Kathy informed that teaching former radio announcers voiceover is very challenging and difficult. They are so very used to sounding like Ronnie Radio. People do not talk that way in real life. When doing voiceovers, many times the audition description is sound like a normal person, not a radio announcer. I'm trusting that you're hearing me as a normal person, as normal as possible. Since it is only a few days after Remembrance Day, I'm grateful for those who contributed to our freedom to ending the Second World War and the wars that followed. I always have fond memories of my dad, who I would often go with our November 11th Remembrance Day service, and he would lay a wreath at the Nanaimo Cenotaph on behalf of the Eagles Lodge that he was a member of, paying respect to those who gave their lives and whose lives were torn apart when they came back home. Life could never be the same for them. I am looking forward to when COVID lessens and becomes less predominant. I long for the day I will be able to go in person to a Remembrance Day service and again personally thank a war veteran for the sacrifice they made for our freedom. I trust you are hearing the difference in my tone versus what I would sound like on the radio when I would say, "You're listening to Real Music Radio, Giant FM. Coming up next, Shania Twain. The broadcast news is coming at the top of the hour. Thanks for joining the overnight, and I'm glad you are here. I am Earl Thomas." I would love to hear your feedback, and it is always welcome at dukeearl@shaw.ca. One of the biggest requirements in being a voiceover artist is having loads of patience. Once a project is submitted for review, the waiting can be very long. I was glad the other day hearing back that the project is continuing to be under review and that quite possibly at the end of the month there could be another project. Patience is a daily experience, as sometimes when potential clients ask, "Am I interested in this project?" Recently, I did follow up and state my interest, and they did not respond back after several follow-ups. I'm grateful to those who have followed up and for the 94 projects that I have completed. Sometimes, after being paid, clients will decide to go with another voice, or they will decide they want a female voice. Patience never ends, and I do not think I will ever attain to be the perfect patient person, though I will do my very best to employ respectful follow-ups to all inquiries. My hope is that eventually, as I stated in a previous episode, that I will do an episode on voiceover good news. I was very grateful for Amy Bell coming on episode 20 and sharing her success journey in radio and TV. I will very soon have a successful Vancouver radio station producer and assistant program director. Both of those guests happened because I was patient and they were not ready, and there was a long wait. But oh, the joy receiving their responses of going ahead to be my guest on Voice Power. My offer to you today: 25% off my regular recording fee. All you need to do is send an email to DukeEarl@shaw.ca, and in the subject line, Voice Power. Include all your voice production details, finalized script, voice style, narration, high energy, middle or lower energy, any pauses, word emphasis, and production due date. In the personalized quote, I will include free a very brief segment of the script voiced. Then you will hear that I am the right fit for your voice project. Once your project is completed to your 100% satisfaction, I will do a free LinkedIn post to help you gain greater public exposure. My connections on LinkedIn are now at 943. Thanks for joining Voice Power this morning, afternoon, or evening. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review wherever you receive your podcasts. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget, someone may need your encouragement and your smile. With all the masks that we must wear to keep safe and away from COVID, it is challenging. We can use our eyes and voice to smile and greet others in a friendly way. You never know how much your life will be a blessing to someone else. Thanks for tuning into Voice Power, the podcast that keeps you informed on how voiceovers improve your business and personal life. Earl Thomas the Voice thanks you for joining him today. Have yourself a wonderful day, and we look forward to you joining us next week.